Richard Wilson of Mad Shelley Films, and you're listening to Inspirato Projecto Radio.
soul, my toxic soul, don't go.
Come on. Just hang out. Be cool. Just hang out. No need for swiping. Just be cool. Hang out.
Yeah. We are about to start the Cabau Intergalactic Film Festival award ceremony.
We also protect wolves in the wild, and we're one of the few animal therapy programs that also rescues human beings, and we work exclusively with combat veterans. We pair them with wolves because we believe wolves in a domestic setting or high-content wolf dogs have this inner struggle. They're like not sure if they're a wolf or a dog, and with the veterans, we go through that struggle with them of returning home and not being an infantryman.
And you'll see they start off.
And follow us on Animal Planet, shows called Wolves and Warriors, and we thank you all for your support. Thank you.
We didn't have certificates to pass out. This year, we have a Kapowee.
Ow!
It's a gold-plated VHS tape.
Gold-plated.
Ow!
People think Oscars are cool. These are cooler. So are we ready for some awards?
Ow!
got a great team here who brings us on year after year. Oh, year after year, for third year, it's not that. Shada.
Oh, yeah!
This is the first award. Our best screenplay. Which next year, we're going to give a little bit more love to. We kind of treat them like a, oh, I don't want anybody, but a weird red-haired stepchild. This year, we're going to be able to, next year we'll be able to actually do readings and what have you. So please, let us, all the screenwriters who submitted.
For the best screenplay, it is Glory Season.
Oh yeah!
And I have one more because we have a tie, right?
We have a tie for this category, for sure, of course.
Don't you know who I am? Easy. Woo. Woo. Woo.
Woo. Hi, I'm Mark Hedges. I wrote this as an adaptation of David Brent's novel, Glory Season. He wrote The Postman, which was made into a movie with Kevin Costner. It did a lot to make this movie work. It won Burbank International Film Festival last year. I'd like to thank David and his agent Vince and the tracking board for great feedback. If anybody wants to make a really kick-ass sci-fi movie, talk to me later and help me figure out the rights. Because David will have to buy back the rights for my adaptation, whatever. But it's a timely piece that, you know, lots of sci-fi, people think it's fantastic and they're like, oh, but that'll never happen, but it does. And this exposes some scary things that might happen, which is the genetic editing of the human species. And there may be subspecies who think that they're better than us and want to destroy us. there really may be. And this talks about a lot of those issues of how to keep humans human. So I hope that people would like to read it. Talk to me later, and I'd be happy to share. Thanks.
Woo! A-track. Thanks, everybody. Thanks for the people running this festival. It looks like a lot of fun. Long story short, the screenplay is about love, friendship, redemption on a Hollywood backlot. And it's basically pulled from my experiences back way back when I was a PA. And I used to hear the phrase, "Don't you know who I am," dropped on me every day. And it was, it kind of stuck with me over the course of the years. And all these years later, as a suburban dad, I went back and kind of rehashed all the experiences and came out with the screenplay. And thanks, for recognizing it, and thanks to all of you guys. Woo!
Can we have Jacques show up? Jacques is doing this without the part of the Capal team. He makes this possible. Woo! Jacques has two awards.
Oh. All right. Well, I have two awards. One, the first one is the best new media. Woo! Nominations are Dave and Theo, Nerdvana, Under the Flowers, Voodoo Vanessa, Booster Mom, Female Friendly. And the winner is... It's a tie. Female Friendly and Voodoo Vanessa.
Yeah!
Voodoo Vanessa is actually female friendly, and they're out here tonight.
Well, we'll accept it on their behalf. Now, the other award is for Best Experimental Film. The nominees are Kodoku, The Intelligence, and an Experimental Viral Leg. Georgia O'Keeffe and Me, A Young Soul, Before Jellyfish, Ignorance is Keeping Us Alive.
Experimental folks.
That's right. So, Georgia O'Keeffe and Me. Like Georgia is in Georgia and will not be here in California this evening. But
Georgia's actually in New Mexico, which is confusing. It was a kick-ass film. So.
All right. We'll accept it on
that. I'll tell you what, I want you to have somebody come up here. Cool category.
Yeah, it's a good category. It's called Best Cinematography. Search Engines, Forever, Autumn, Laser Town, The Present, Dave and Theo, and the winner The Present.
Thank you. I don't even know what to say. This is incredible. This is my first cinematography award, so thank you so much. I have to give it up to Richard Rodgers. He's the director. He's the man. He wrote it, edited it. He was there with me all along the way. We've been a team for years, and you know, it's just really cool that we're out here. We moved Dante next. He's in the present as well. He's acting. He's amazing. We moved to North Carolina all the way up. You know, we're just pursuing the dream. So that's my guy. That's my team. Thank you so much.
Can Matt Jones come up?
Woo!
You guys who were here earlier did a really phenomenal filmmakers forum where I learned a lot about stuff.
Yeah, we did a thing on entertainment marketing.
Best short foreign film. Nominees are Just Divorced, Noise of the Light, The Redhead, Sunrise Road, The Conductor, The Guest of Mary Curry. The Guest of Marie Curry. Woo!
They're in France.
And the next award is the Best Short Comedy Musical. The nominees are Michael Half-Life, Voodoo Vanessa, Kill the Engine, The Box, Inked, and The Hit. Woo! And the winner is The Box.
That's going right into my gold VCR. Woo! Thank you to Aaron Beeler, who developed the idea, and Matt Larson, the editor there, and all the great people involved. Thank you. So, yes. Woo!
And the next award is the best short sci-fi fantasy. Nominees are Vengeance in the Outer Rim, Rockstar, Kadoku. Kadoku, let's say that more convincingly. Star Wars Dress Up, Outpost, Time Heals, No Wounds, and Reclamation. Woo! Winner is Rockstar. Ow!
Yeah! Oh, this is great, and I actually really like those. No, I'm really excited. I'm the director, producer, and this is Jared. He is our star, and I really felt was the star. But one of his, cool kind of talent there and the dream of being a rock star, we wouldn't have had a great film. And you know what? Thank you guys so much for this. And Sandy Stenzel, my cinematographer. I wish you were here. Don't you have an iPhone? Just kidding. All right. Thank you so very much. Let me touch it. I have lots of VCR. Thank you so much.
One of our sponsors, who about this would not be possible, Teresa Deming. Woo! Well, these people do, because if you get insurance, they come and take blood from you.
Appropriate in this forum, I How about Dave?
All right.
He's doing something selfless for a bazillion people that get so much benefit, and thank you so much for the opportunity. All right, so we're doing Best Short Drama, The Lightkeeper Story, All That Matters, Family. Pipes, okay. 88 cents, I can't read either. I can draw blood, but I can't read. Steam Wrecked.
And if Howie goes too. Woo! It's a tie.
Ah, get another tie. Hippopotamus and Family Pipes.
Yay!
Thank you very much. I'm Jody Wheeler, director of Hippopotamus.
Oh, wow.
This brings back memories of VCRs. It's awesome. Thank you so much for having me down here. Mark, my star, thank you for doing this. Timo, Sebastian, thank you guys all for coming. And I love this. Oh, my God, thank you.
Yeah.
Is Family Pipes here? Rump, rump.
They were here in screen.
Best short horror thriller. We have A Thing of Dreams, Watch Night, Blood Cross, Photo Kill, MF Joker's El Exorcista, and Katie.
Yeah!
surprise of surprises, we have another tie. All right, so do we have some folks here from Katie?
Woo!
Yeah!
Thank you. Thank you for this presentation. I hope you guys enjoyed and scared. This is so cool. Thank you so much. So I'd like to thank my crew and my beautiful and wonderful person, my actor, and my friends here today with me as well. Thank you guys. Thank you so much.
We have some folks here from El Exorcista. I just wanted to say that again. El Exorcista.
Yeah.
Guys, look.
All right. Mark Grubling.
Oh, okay. This is much better than a certificate. Thanks. First of all, thanks for having us, and selecting our, we had two episodes actually about El Exorcista. We did it with that one. We're big fans of kind of Key and Peele, and this is kind of comedy sketch thing that we were going for. We have a, it's on YouTube if you look at MF Jokers. It's not Mother, you know, there, it's Mark and Frank Jokers. Thanks again for this and for having us. Really appreciate it. Thanks for, I mean, our costume designer, makeup artist, really, she did an amazing job with the makeup, the demon. I don't know, it's, I couldn't thank her enough. Marisol, unfortunately, she's not here, but.
Hello. Thanks a lot, Dave. Everybody, congratulations on all your awesome work. Through this Exorcista, we wanted to really explore the eternal struggle of the divine with the unholy, just playing around. No, it was just a simple idea. I just thought it'd be funny for a demon to actually exorcise the demon. Just thought it was funny. If you guys get to watch that,
you can get a lot of fun. Yeah.
That's good. You got him right when you're shaking his hand.
Is Chris in the building?
Yeah!
Two envelopes here. This is for Best Music Video. Nominees are Stay, God Came Around, New Spell, Be My Rebel, Silent Love Stories, and Fallback.
Yeah!
And the winner is... It's a tie. You want a tie?
We can't decide.
But they're all cool. So here we have Stay and Be My Rebel.
Yeah!
We are searching for the A track.
Talk.
I will talk. Ooh. Okay, so we have now the best song score. Oh, does it say something? I want you to say something.
How much would you like to say? A lot of talented people involved that aren't here today. So I'm just thanking you every hour.
Yeah! Yeah!
Okay, so best song score. The nominees were The Art of Prep and Vengeance in the Outer Rim.
Yeah!
And the winner is, with this other tie. No. I'm sorry to disappoint you. It's The Art of Prep. Thank you.
Thank
here. Is Kurt Clendenin?
Oh, thank you. Yeah, if you can hold that.
Kurt, you're the member of Kakao.
I just met a wolf today. If you get a chance, and the wolf chooses you. See, the wolf has to choose you, and then you can pet the wolf. Don't just try to get your hand in there. I once tried to pet a pit bull, and that's, you know, you don't see. Luckily, it healed really well, but before it looked like a zombie thumb, it didn't even look like he was going to hang on much longer. You don't want that to happen, especially with a wolf, right? He's probably seen it happen. Best animation. Since all of us are living in a simulation, we can kind of relate to this. Brothers Day Out. Blame Man. Tepping Tango. Fan Man's Basement. The Guest of Marie Curie. Allez vous français. Pensioner's Chips and Relic. And the winner is... This is a tie. See, that's the best way to wear a shoe, right? You have to tie it. So, Fan Man's Basement and Plain Man. Never in my life did I think I'd see a cartoon where a boy turns into a plane and a Batman guy makes his own YouTube show. Do you like to have some words to say about this?
Sure. I'm the director of Plane Man, and I'm just so proud. It was created by two young people, Merritt Layton and Beth Stockham, and they are also actors. They were in the voice cast. Our voice cast was Jacob Hopkins, Izzy Eggerling, Merritt Layton, Ben Stockham, Marlo Payton, Cleo Frazier, and Jared Hopkins, and I think I said Jacob Hopkins. And then are written by Iwana Stockham, and everyone worked on it for about 2 years. And then here it is, and thank you so much. This means a lot to them, and they're going to be super excited. Thanks so much. And this Fan Man is awesome. You guys see
this? Howie. Woo! Cool. Thank you, guys. Thank you to the Kapow Intergalactic Film Festival. Look at that wolf. Cool. All right, yeah, so this was completely a passion project of mine. It took me 2 years. I made it 95% by myself. Started in 2016. And yeah, when I started, I didn't really know anything about stop motion. And I just kind of made it as a challenge to myself. And so yeah, I would just encourage you guys to always keep that, you know, spark of curiosity. Because there's so much to learn in this craft and in this art form. So just keep, I think that's so important, keep exploring that. Yeah. Woo!
Oh.
So how long have you been driving Uber?
Almost 3 years.
Oh, how do you like it so far?
It's fine.
Do you meet a lot of interesting people out there in the world?
Yeah. A lot.
Mm-hmm. Is this your only job?
Yes.
And so do you have a certain schedule that you wake up and do this, or you just kind of go whenever you want?
I decide what time I'm going to work. How many hours during the day? What time do I take breaks? If I have an appointment or something to do, I just don't go to work.
Yeah.
That's what I like about Uber. The flexibility you have with Uber, you don't have it with
them. Right. Yeah, it's really cool because, you're the boss. You get to clock in and clock out and tell yourself when to do that.
Extra money, you work 7 days. You don't need too much money that week or this month. You don't work that much.
Mm-hmm.
You think you're almost parking in the middle of the street, guy.
So, do you have a certain schedule that you go? I know some of these Uber drivers, they got certain schedules.
I like to work in the day. I don't like to work at night.
Oh, you prefer the day. So do you early in the morning?
Uh-huh. 7, 8 o'clock, I stop working. 7 at night, I'm going home.
Oh, wow. That's great. What do you like to do in addition to driving Uber? What kind of other...
job I have? Profession?
Well, either job or hobbies, any of that kind of stuff.
My hobby is to read. I love to read. And I like to cook.
You like to write?
I like to read.
Oh, read. Oh, what kind of...
I like to cook.
Who are so? What are your some of your favorite dishes to cook?
I like everything. That's the problem with me. I like anything.
You like everything?
Anything. Like, my friends are fascinated that when I tell them that I know how to cook chicken in like 200 different times at least.
Oh, wow.
I said, really? What do you do? And I go like, one thing you change and it's different dish. My favorite, they say, which one's your favorite dish? I love the chicken cacciatore, and I love the garlic chicken, and the onions with cream chicken. That's my favorite.
Ooh, that sounds good.
I like simple stuff like salt, pepper, and grill it. I love pollo asado.
Who taught you to cook? Did you teach yourself?
My mother.
Oh, your mother taught you how to cook. From what, when you were a little girl?
Yes.
And so you'd be in the kitchen during holidays and stuff?
I was 4 years old and I was cooking already.
You were 4 years old?
And I was cooking already.
Oh,
I
my
was doing breakfast.
Goodness. That's great. You could have your own cooking show.
The coffee and making a scramble over easy eggs and...
Wow.
And beans. That's it. I come from El Salvador. And El Salvador is different life than here. Here we live the luxury life.
Mm-hmm.
And in El Salvador, we don't have everything. All the technology.
Where was that at? Where was
El
it?
El Salvador.
Oh, El Salvador.
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
Very poor country.
And so, were you very grateful when you moved here?
Oh, yeah. I was
because
like,
you saw a whole new aspect
world.
Of living, right?
I don't even know how to use a toaster.
Oh, my goodness.
I have a toaster.
Wow. So did it seem like you walked into another planet?
Yeah.
Like you were like, oh, what the heck is going on?
I don't know what this apartment with carpet.
Oh my gosh.
And I go, carpet, oh my God. And you back in it? Oh, let me back in it. And I back in it and I go, oh my God, this is nice. We don't have this in El Salvador.
Wow. And then how long have you lived here for?
Now? 30 years.
Well, 30 years you've been here? And...
I have my kids, I'm married.
Do you
now
feel...
I bring my sister and my mother, I bring them here.
Oh, you brought them here from El Salvador?
They're living here with me.
And are they
as fascinated
as you were, yes?
My sister lived here for 11 years now. My mother is the one I bring her like 2 years ago.
Wow, that must have been very interesting because she... You know, she lived there for so long, for such a long time, and then you bring her here, huh?
So natural that my mom don't get it. Like Ziploc, a lot of stuff that they sell here in the market coming with Ziploc. So you unzip the thing and you reseal it, no?
Right.
No, she don't know it. She got it. And the mom, you screwed up the Ziploc.
Oh, my gosh.
And she said, oh, I don't know. And I can't remember that everything has Ziploc here already. So the mozzarella cheese, the tortillas, everything, she got it. And I go, okay, another simple bag for this.
So, that is really interesting. That reminds me of like Crocodile Dundee or something. Have you ever seen that movie, Crocodile Dundee? He goes to New York and he's going, what the heck is the these big buildings and the rotating doors and all the cars, all this
something
crazy
like
stuff.
Something like that happened to us when we came here. It's amazing. It's really amazing.
Do you
I
feel...
can't believe it because, you know, if you take an airplane, you are in my country in 5 hours. It's like go to New York.
Wow.
And it's a completely different scenario. And then, this is, watch this. This is something you don't know, and I'm going to inform you. When you get out of here right now and go to El Salvador, as to me, you feel like a fish out of the water.
Oh, wow.
Believe.
That's how you feel now?
I was living here. And
oh, yeah,
I was
go ahead, turn
happy.
Right here. It's easy on like a little street over there. So, so when you go back there, you go.
Where
whoa!
Where is the microwave?
Whoa! Oh yeah, left here.
And then my sister say, "Oh, we're gonna cook something." And I'm, okay, let's go. Let me start the fire, and I go. What?
Wow! So then you have to train your brain to go back to that translation
yeah,
of how things work.
Yeah, to put gasoline into the charcoal, and I go, for what?
Wow, that's incredible.
For cooking.
Oh yeah, right
can
here.
You make the coffee. I'm not gonna start.
Oh my god!
Coffee.
That's amazing. Well, hey, thank you so much for sharing your story with me. This is amazing. And if you ever go out and see live music, this is the band I'm in, Yachtly Crew. I'm going to play tonight in Ventura. Yachtly Crew, we play all like soft rock. We're going to be at the Discovery in Ventura tonight. It's going to be so much fun. I've never played there before. It's going to be so much fun. Oh, yeah, yeah. All 70s and 80s music, like Michael McDonald and Christopher Cross and, you know, Steely Dan, all that good stuff. So, yeah, you gotta go out there sometime.
Yeah.
Okay, you take care. Nice meeting you. That was fantastic. I love it. You never know what kind of stories you're going to get from people. As soon as you hear what things they like to do, I just dig in. I'm like, okay, tell me more about that. So So it becomes a choose your own adventure story. Should I just put my, oh, okay. So then it becomes sort of like a choose your own adventure story of like, all right, she gave me two choices here. One, she says that she cooks. And then the other thing is she says that she reads. So then, you know, she gives you that information and then you go, which path are we going down here? Choose your own adventure. Are we going to go down the, hi there, kitty. Are we going to go down the path of, let's talk about books. What kind of books do you love to read? Or are we going to ask her about her cooking? And sure enough, turns out she had a great story about cooking. How cool is that? The story about cooking led to a whole story about growing up in El Salvador and how interesting that was for her to see microwaves and all kinds of Ziploc bags and stuff for the first time. Wow. It's great that she knew what I was talking about when I said Crocodile Dundee. That's so great. Oh my gosh, that's incredible. You never know what kind of stories are waiting around. Every corner there's a new one.
Hello, hello, Kurt. This is Richard Wilson of Mancelli Films Under the Flowers, and I just wanted to call and let you know that wonderful things have been happening since the Kapow Film Festival. Lots of people interested, and looks like we are going to have a third season, so I'm very thankful and wanted to let you guys know and pass on the good vibes. And also, loving the show completely. And I kind of like, even though you haven't asked, I'm going to do like the whole, you know, thing.
This is Richard Wilson of Mancelli Films, and you're listening to Inspirato Projecto Radio.
That's about as good as it's probably going to get today. Anyway, hope to talk to you in the future.